that you need to sign in over there and put your name down on a sheet of paper. So if you haven't done that, they're at the back of the room there on the table. So I would just remind you of that. Looks like we have a nice crowd on hand today, and Secretary Hepler, you must have picked some good subject matter today or something here.
I'll let that one go, Mr.
Okay. I would invite you to give us any opening comments you might have, Secretary, and then we'll get the meeting started.
Well, first of all, welcome, everybody. This is a beautiful facility. It's one we're proud of. It's been around for quite some time, but your $100 paid for this facility, so thank you for that. And also, I've had the opportunity to look through a lot of public comments, and I know there are some passionate issues in front of people, but I do appreciate the time of the public when sending your written comments in, and the people are here in person. That makes this whole process work the way it's supposed to, and if we're talking today, there are some things that would be nice to have a good conversation around, so thank you for your time with all that, and I'm sure we'll respect everybody's opinion, so thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, I likewise would like to welcome everyone to the April meeting of the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission. We're meeting here today at the West Campus in Rapid City, and this is indeed a nice facility and a lot of room for everyone to spread out, so it's great. Nice to see you here. The meeting looks like we do have a pretty full agenda, so we hope to make room for everybody that wants to speak today and tomorrow if you wish to be able to do that. So with that, we'll call the meeting to order. And first order of business is to read this conflict of interest disclosure, which we do at every meeting. Now is the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract, a direct benefit from a contract, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or any other matter in which you have the conflict of interest, and generally describe the nature of that conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public's interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. Are there any conflicts of interest? I see none. Okay, with that, we will, I will ask for approval of the minutes from the March meeting. Okay, Scott. Mary seconded it. Any questions or corrections? Seeing none, all that would be in favor of the motion would say aye.
Aye.
And any opposed? They are approved. Additional commissioner salary days. Are there any? I see none today. Okay. License list request, item number 4. Chris?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and commission members. For those listening in, Chris Peterson, your finance officer and director of administration for our Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. Mr. Chairman, you'll notice that in your packets for this month, we don't have any license list request to approve. However, Mr. Chairman, with a little bit of latitude, we literally received a request as we traveled over here today from Pier. Got a request, don't have anything in hard copy form, but if you'd grant me the latitude, it one that I think fits a lot of what we do with the department with our license list request, so I could read you off an email here and share what the request that came in would be for. Mr. Chairman, literally in about a week here or so, the Dakota Grey Goose chapter of the Mule Deer Foundation will be hosting its first ever banquet chapter meeting in Sioux Falls, South Dakota in about a week. Got contact from them on the way over here today, and they thought it would be a good opportunity for their banquet if we could provide them a list and they could cross-check that with everyone they've sent mailers to and flyers to, announcements to for that banquet, make sure from a license list that they haven't missed anybody that may be very well interested in attending that meeting next week. Their request specifically was for the request for deer license holder lists for the West River special buck tags, the West River any deer, any whitetail tags, as well as the Black Hills deer tags of a similar nature, any deer tags and so on. And they're looking to capture residents of the Minnehaha County area and kind of the surrounding counties that would be able to travel over to that event coming next week in the evening. So, Mr. Chairman, under our regular provisions with an organization such as this, we could produce that list for them, email it over to them. We would charge them the $100 flat fee for that list. So fits pretty well in with what we do usually throughout these meetings. So with that, Mr. Chairman, if you'd be so inclined, would ask you for your approval of that license list request.
Okay, the Grey Goose chapter, isn't that supposed to be a pretty good vodka? I'm sorry, I couldn't pass that up. Okay, I've just been told that. Okay, are there any questions about the license request? Russ? No questions? Okay, is there a motion to approve them? Russ? Is there a second? Seconded by Kathy. Kathy, it's nice to see you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion would say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, it's approved. Chris.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's going to, I think, end our action items for the Division of Administration. We have some information items to roll through, beginning with item number 5, which is the information from Black Hills and Badlands Tourism Association.
Okay. Michelle? Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
I have to tell you, I feel a little bit like I'm in trouble.
Really?
Yeah. So hopefully I'm not.
We won't tell anybody.
So okay. Welcome back to Rapid City in the Black Hills. We're happy to have you here. This is a great facility, like you said, and it's a huge resource for us in the tourism industry as well, too. So it's really exciting to have you here. Again, I am Michelle Thompson. I'm the president at Black Hills and Badlands Tourism Association. We are one of 4 regional tourism associations in the state, and we represent all of western South Dakota and into Wyoming, all of the Black Hills of Wyoming as well. Black Hills and Badlands is a private, nonprofit corporation, and we are dedicated to promoting the region as an all-season destination for the benefit of our members and all of the communities that we serve. Since 1939, Black Hills and Badlands has worked to increase visitor numbers, trip duration, and sales through member-approved marketing campaigns. Black Hills and Badlands marketing serves 2 functions. First, we try to get people to the Black Hills, but we are also working for the benefit of our membership as well, so we want to get people into those businesses. We provide a lot of cooperative opportunities to our members. You can see in the magazines in front of you, we've got a lot of our members that advertise in those magazines. And what we're trying to do is help the small businesses who can't necessarily go out and promote on their own. So they advertise their publication, or excuse me, their businesses in our publications, so we can promote the entire Black Hills as a whole, and it benefits the members individually. In addition to all the print pieces, of course, we do have all of the digital marketing as well that people are purchasing into. Those memberships and those co-ops also provide us the opportunity to promote the Black Hills and Badlands as a vacation destination on our own as well, and then also through the South Dakota Department of Tourism. So Black Hills and Badlands works really hard to bring people to the Black Hills and then get people into our member businesses and into the communities. I saw a quote on the GF&P's website where Secretary Hepler said, "I have been reminded again and again that the hunting, fishing, camping, and outdoor recreational opportunities are almost limitless in this state." And that is so very true. Outdoor recreation is a huge draw to the Black Hills and Badlands region, as well as a huge component of our marketing. We target young families, active couples, and bucket listers, utilizing many of our outdoor experiences throughout the region. Recreation is a growing draw for visitors to this state. 15% of visitor spending in South Dakota is spent on recreation, and that number should continue to grow as nationally, outdoor recreation's contribution is increasing in spending for the economy. South Dakota Tourism commissioned a study released in 2016 that gave us some great insights on the image of South Dakota as a recreation destination. We ranked very high for sightseeing, including excellent national and state parks, great wilderness areas, truly beautiful scenery, and good for RVing, as well as many other vacation factors. For sports and recreation, we ranked very high for great snowmobiling, great for boating and water sports, excellent hunting, and a good place for camping. None of this, I'm sure, is any surprise to any of you, but we do still have a lot of work to do in promoting our great outdoor assets. There is quite an image difference between those who have not been to South Dakota and those who have actually been here to experience the recreational opportunities in their state. We always find that once people have gotten here and have actually experienced the area, they have a much higher image of the offerings that we do have. We at Black Hills and Badlands will continue to utilize our voice to the visitor, encouraging them to truly experience the great outdoor opportunities and resources that you at the Game, Fish, and Parks protect. So to close, I'd like to share a couple of commercials with you. These are commercials that the South Dakota Department of Tourism and Black Hills and Badlands co-opt on, and they showcase many of our outdoor recreation opportunities, encouraging visitors to experience our area.
Thank you.
Iconic American treasures and real connections. Find your great place in the Black Hills of South Dakota.
There's one more.
Iconic American treasures and real connections. Find your great place in the Black Hills of South Dakota.
Okay, so you can see that we value what the Game, Fish, and Parks does. We value our outdoor recreation, and we certainly utilize it in promoting this great state of ours. Does anybody have any questions at all? Okay, thank you so much for the opportunity to talk to you today.
I'll give you one. Sure. How's the summer look? Have you had a lot of inquiries?
Inquiries are up so far, so that's always a great indicator. It's a little hard to tell right now because we haven't really had a spring. Normally things would have picked up a little bit more by now, but we have actually had some spring breakers in the area. So spring break tends to be a pretty busy time for the businesses that are open and for the parks and such because they're always open. So that's looking good. Reservations are looking good for the summer and rally reservations look up. So we're really hopeful that this is gonna be a great summer.
Great.
Okay.
Spring next week.
Please. We would appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle. We'll move on to item number 6.